mentioned about you were in charge of the women pickers. Can you remember who those pickers were?
Quite a few of them. There was a Mrs. Harper. I don't know whether her son is still alive and lives in the cottage on Whitcroft Road.
Are you talking about Gus Harper's mother?
Yes.
No, they're not there.
No.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Jacqueline, who lived up West Way. I know her husband couldn't read or write. I forget his name was, but of course Jacqueline is a very common name.
It certainly is.
In Meldrith.
Mrs. Plum?
Mrs. Plum, yes.
Gladys Clark?
Yes. There was a German woman who'd married an Englishman. She was a very good picker, I remember.
Yes. Well, we've established a few names.
Yes.
Roughly what were they earning? Can you remember?
I really can't.
No.
No.
No, because they were on piecework,
yes,
weren't they?
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Plum and Gladys Clark were wonderful pickers. Clean pickers.
Yes.
There were one or two of them that didn't pick the fruit very well.
No.
You know, I had to go through
yes,
the fruit
yes,
to sort them.
Yeah. Were they picking plums and apples?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we had cherries in an orchard, which is now a field behind where David Howard lives.
Oh, down there, down Whitecroft Road.
That's right.
Yes.
There were very tall trees. The men needed long ladders, and it was difficult to pick 12 pounds in a day.
Yes.
Because they had to be picked very carefully. If you didn't, you took the bud of next year's crop off.
Yes, yes.
There were also over another part of the orchard, which we called Metal Hill,
yes,
morella cherries, which were bitter. They were small trees, and you picked them with scissors. Now, during the war, they sold like hotcakes, because people didn't realize they were bitter. And then after the war,
yes,
they didn't sell.
Yeah.
Originally, I think they were used for glossy cherries.
Yes, yes. Regarding the men who worked on the farm, was there a foreman or...?
Well, Ern was supposed to be the foreman.
Ern Dash?
Yes.
It doesn't picture me as a foreman type of person.
Not really. Not really at all. He used to spend half an hour rolling a cigarette, put his pruning shear down or just have a roll up, and that was half an hour gone. Yes. No, he wasn't.
No. Who were the men who were employed full time on the farm?
Reg Chapman.
Harry Jude.
Harry Jude, of course, yes.
What about Dan Webb?
Oh, yes.
Was he full time?
Yes.
Yes.
And Vic Hale.
And what about who looked after the animals? Who was doing that?
Amos. Old man, yes.
Amos Blows.
Yes. Who was Mrs. Fellham's brother and lived in the cottage where I have lived for the last few years.
Number 6.
Yes.